take some meat and press it. Where would that come from? Hog's head or?
Yeah, feet, head, and all make sauce out of that. Call it sauce. Hog's head, cheese, and all that. Kind. Different names for it.
I see. It's all the same thing, though.
Yeah.
And the hard thing in the middle of a cherry that you have to spit out the
seed of that.
And in the middle of a peach.
That's a seed too.
Seed.
In the middle, yeah.
And if a peach, if you break it open and the meat comes away from the seed easily,
that's a clear seed.
And if it sticks to the seed,
that's a press.
The press.
Press, yes.
I see. And beans that don't have to be shelled. Or beans that you don't have to shell.
That's what we call string beans.
String beans.
Just turn off the ends of them. All you do is wash them. But butter beans and things like that, you got to shell. Of course. Just eat the bean and not the hub.
I had lunch at the old Southern restaurant by the courthouse, and I had something called whole beans.
Yeah, that's a big flat bean.
Same as a snap bean?
No, it's a larger bean. Snap bean's round and it's flat.
I see. And they also had some peas that were brown. Peas that I eat are usually green.
Well, like that's a crowded pea, most likely.
Crowded pea.
That's a sort of a brown pea.
Very good. They had some bacon or something mixed up in it.
Yes. Bacon ends that you season it with.
Very good. When turnips or beets get about this high and you cut them off and boil them, what is that?
Well, I'm bullish about turnips. I don't eat anything but the tops. Now, the roots of them, some people like them.
What do you call the tops of turnips?
That's the green, turnip green.
Greens?
Yes, the turnip green.
And if you just shuck corn and boil it and eat it with your fingers,
it's corn on the cob.
And a little animal that looks like a squirrel, but he runs on the ground. He's bigger than that. Do you have chipmunks or ground squirrels around here?
No.
Never saw them.
I've seen pictures of them, I never had them around here. That squirrel's all over my yard here now.
Yes, I saw one out there. He was jumping from. They jump, don't they? Quite a squirrel.
Since you've been sitting there?
Yes, I thought I saw a squirrel jump from one.
Yeah, they're all over the yard. Get in your house. Get up in the corner of your house now.
Really?
You're giving a lot of people trouble here in town.
Mm-hmm. You ever say, I'm going to get a .22 and go after them?
Well, we've killed hundreds of them. We got a .22. My wife, a good shot was, but recently she got a sight not too good. Not to pull out arthritis, but she's killed a many one out there.
She always, what does she use?
.22 rifle.
Have you ever eat squirrels?
I have, but I don't like them. She don't. We give them to the cook. Well, I got a cook here I had 50 years.
I see.
And I don't believe that can be equaled anywhere.
That's a record.
And she's a wonderful Negro. She's able to live for that now. She's been here 50 years.
That's wonderful.
Ain't nobody in this town, no one I know of, could have one that long. I don't believe it. And she's able to wake. She don't speak until she's spoken to. And that's another thing you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's rare to find any place.
She left just that noon. That's done.
Go back to these animals. You don't have a chipmunk, but you do have
big old wharf rats. Man, they got them everywhere. These meals all here just swarm to it. That's the biggest nuisance we have.
Is that right?
What you call a wharf rat. He's about that long and bought in about that long, I tell you. Mm-hmm.
And a black animal about this long with a white stripe?
A polecat.